Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Take two.
Take two, guys. Thanks for being part of the family. Make sure you're subscribed and check in every day, because even if you don't get notifications, we may have done a video. As we know, you know, our work is popular amongst our family. And, you know, like yesterday, the videos were 100% approval. I mean, that doesn't usually really happen, 100%. That means that only you guys that are really searching out the videos are finding them. Yeah, it's already that way on Heart's Home, too. They know, yeah, which channels are connected to who. And they don't want their plans being just put out there in the open. So, obviously, we will have issues at times. We have quite a bit of solar activity. It's picking up, as you could see. All these M-class flares in the past several days led to a moderate geomagnetic storm. KP closing in on 6 there. Latest was a M-class 8.9 solar flare. No major impacts expected, so they say. But then they're not really taking into consideration the consciousness aspect of that,
which is huge too. You know, so many things are going on. Definitely drink lots of water, give yourself lots of rest.
Yeah, absolutely. Ultimately, we are consciousness having an embodied experience. That's the way it is. So here we have a meteor creating quite a spectacle in northern Queensland.
Queensland. It flashed across the sky as its sonic boom shook the atmosphere. Claire Todd Hunter has more.
An explosion of blue and green, followed by a sonic boom. Whoa. Just before 9:30 last night, the sky lit up over much of Queensland's north. A meteor confirmed to have entered Earth's atmosphere, likely over the Northern Territory.
Probably broken off an asteroid in the asteroid belt, that area between Mars and Jupiter.
Streaking across the sky before breaking apart and bursting into a blaze of light. Its debris likely landing in the ocean just off the east coast. From Mackay to Cooktown, the spectacle so widespread across the state, many saw the explosion some 3 minutes before hearing it.
Because it's traveling over 100,000 kilometers an hour, 10 seconds is a huge chunk of land.
But experts say there was nothing to be afraid of, as space rocks this small don't pack a punch, predicted to be just half a meter to a meter wide.
There wouldn't be a crater, there wouldn't be scorched earth, they don't even land hot. It actually takes a huge amount of size to do any sort of damage.
In fact, meteors of this size hit the Earth around once a month.
However, most of the Earth is uninhabited, right? Lots of places with ocean, not a lot of people. So something like this happening in a populated area on a Saturday night is exceptionally special to have.
Claire Todd Hunter, Nine News.
So, you know, again, we're given the word, well, you know, it's just a chunk of rock. It was about out there in the asteroid belt, you know, leftover pieces of Tiamat that has been reborn into the Earth. We know that's what they say. Again, happens all the time. He said it takes a big substantial rock to make it in and do any sort of damage. But see, then again, here it is. Most people don't even consider, what if that's not, you know, just a rock? Look at Sacajawea here. Isn't that cool? Now, what I didn't notice at first, I was just focusing in on this one, was the one in the back, you know? This is just a meteor coming down. Well, how about the meteor going up? And that's what Cindy pointed out. I was like, thank you, dear.
You know, I don't know. To me, it just really feels like going into one portal, coming out another.
Yeah, absolutely. This is such a great cover-up. You know, anything you see in the sky, well, it's probably SpaceX. You know, it's going to be Elon. You know, and, or, you know, it's just a meteor. You know, it's probably a piece of rock coming down or going back up.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Nothing to see here, guys. So we have another fireball over France, May 19th. And they're always identical, too. It's like they always go to hyperspeed. You see the same thing. And then on the 18th in France, too, and this is Ontario. This was also seen down in Pennsylvania as well as Canada. And then this one over Japan's Okinawa, which slowly seemed to break up in the air as it was coming down. And this was at a very different speed. And it was weird. It just has a different, and this does have a different vibe than the other ones. It does feel different.
Well, you know, these ones, they're very streamlined and clean. And you can almost feel there's a portal type of energy going on there. Or these ones are, they're not so neat.
Not neat and tidy. This isn't either. As you see a video, UFO spotted in broad daylight on moon. So let's put this up here for you guys. Nothing to see here, guys. Nothing to see here. You know, now if the moon is really, truly, it's not there in the sense that it's not 3D. It's 4D. It is a holographic overlay. So it is really there. It's just not visible yet. At some point in time, as the energies will get into more of a synchronization, we'll probably be able to see it. But, you know, this has happened so many times, and I've had so many of you guys send photos of things that were, you know, like this, just off the surface. And, you know, I think it was our Mark J. in Kansas had taken some good ones. He's quite a photographer. And then Mr. MBB, I think, has had some where people have taken photographs of things that are around the moon. So this is really nothing out of the ordinary when you think about it. It's something that people have gotten many times. And then we start thinking about the modern ufology inside the disturbing mystery surrounding New Mexico's Dulce base. For decades, ufologists have claimed that extraterrestrials experiment on humans with the military's help inside a secret base over in the Archuleta Mesa, Dulce, New Mexico. It feels weird. In that area, there's also something called the Dulce Hum. There's a noise coming from inside the earth there. It's strange. It seems to be mechanical. And then there's legends of extraterrestrials in there from, you know, the Native Americans. And you know, you are to avoid some of these. They're not nice. They're nasty. When you think about this, and then you have the modern ufology, CONS piracy theory about it. Oh, nothing to see, guys. Nothing to see. Sure. Sounds like a cover-up. This is the big reveal. And me personally, I just don't understand, besides just the lack of understanding and knowledge, how people could still be thinking with a medieval mindset of the fact that there are no extraterrestrials. Of course there are extraterrestrials, or that we can't go out because we're going to bang our heads on the dome that's out there blocking and keeping us in, you know, or the Van Allen belts. Again, you know, life abounds out there. And when you look, every single tribe of people know this at the indigenous level. When we're talking about the indigenous peoples of the world, and this is why they've been persecuted, because they know what's really going on.
Mm-hmm. They definitely know what's going on. And, you know, they have this amazing ability to blend with the earth. And they also have the natural remedies that earth has to offer coded into their DNA. So, you know, it's something that the controllers are definitely trying to snap out of their existence in one way, shape, or form. You know, when you have these things in your lineage, they can be pulled out via your DNA through some, you know, mind, body, breath work. Yeah, it might take a little while. You do have to make changes, but you know what? It's there. It's there. It's there. It's there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, talking with a friend that lives on a Cherokee reservation, you know, they were told in their legends, just like some other cultures, that the moon was put in place by reptilian beings. I mean, this is what they know. This is why, you know, their whole way of life has been destroyed, and why there's, you know, a targeting of these people. And we have Phil Schneider, an alleged former government engineer who claimed to have helped build the Dulce, New Mexico alien base in 79. He claimed that he and others encountered aliens during the construction, and that military service members engaged in a gun battle with them, later brokered a peace deal with the beings. Although no hard evidence has emerged, rumors continue to circulate. Yeah, because any evidence that's there is going to be quickly cleaned up. If you talk to people in the area, they will tell you of the strange going on. There's all sorts of cattle mutilations. There's sightings of weird beings. The reality is a lot of the legendary beings are really, you know, hybrids that have been created. And part of the reality is that you have this whole hidden government that is completely aligned, is actually put in place in reality by non-human beings. Dulce is home to the headquarters of the Jicarilla Apache Reservation of northern New Mexico, and largely inhabited by indigenous peoples. Despite its small population, it draws heavy tourism by ufologists, and they have a UFO conference there on a regular base. You know, there's many people that have come forward, so many people that have come forward that have worked and been verified. They've worked for the government in top secret places, and they come straight out and tell you the truth that there are extraterrestrials. Now, you know, it's part of the disclosure process. You know, they are going to, if they are allowed to talk about this openly and not end up like Phil Schneider or these cows, you know, they're going to have to go along with not saying everything, but also at some point, you know, they're going to paint a picture that's going to allow the introduction of some of these beings to us. And, you know, perhaps they'll even acknowledge, look, yes, in the past they did view us as nothing but slaves, but now they want to work with us. You know, they'll come out like this. You know, now they want to work with us. You know, hey, you know, this is great. They're going to give us all these new technologies. And you know, our lifespans are going to increase. They're going to cure cancer, all these things. You know, John Lear goes into him. It's just, there's so many people. And when you put it with the indigenous traditions, it should be really completely obvious that this is what's going on. And I got three different sources for you guys to read about it. These are some pictures of Phil Schneider. And so he was a self-taught geologist and explosives expert, and he did meet his demise. There still are a lot of videos up Phil talking, and so I'll give you guys the links. He did meet his demise. He was basically found in what looked to be a position where he was strangled by his own catheter. He wasn't very healthy, and he wouldn't really have been able to fight off, you know, some people that were, say, in physically fit of the, you know, military training and all. He wouldn't have really stood a chance, and so he was found dead. And we also know about William Cooper, you know, and yes, there's quotes saying that he said that they will never take him alive because, you know, again, he had spilled the beans. Now, if you read Behold a Pale Horse, he didn't seem to be completely convinced that the aliens, well, were aliens, but he talked about technologies that were mind-blowing. Like, he talked about being on a Navy ship, like way back I want to say in the 40s or 50s, probably, no, he must have been in the 50s or 60s, actually, when he was in the Navy, and seeing a UFO rise up out of the ocean and then take off into the sky, and it blew his mind. Now, you know, he vowed, as you see the statement, that he would not be taken alive, and himself, several years, he had an arrest warrant that was put out for him. He was, you know, definitely somebody that, you know, again, you don't want to judge anybody, but yeah, you know, you fear for your life a lot. It you might get aggressive too, but you got to look at the timing of this. November 5th, 2001, police attempted to arrest him during the exchange of gunfire. He was fatally shot and killed. Because he was on record talking about 9/11 1 month before it happened, and even saying that it was going to be blamed on Osama bin Laden, but in reality it was all planned. And, you know, bin Laden, as we know, was an FBI, CIA operative. There's photos of the bin Laden and others of his family with Papa Bush. Papa Bush. Yeah, absolutely. You know, so he knew it was coming. He knew it was all about basically putting into effect more of the cybersecurity laws and, you know, taking away any freedoms humanity has here in the U.S. And so, you know, he was, well, taken from this world. And again, when you look at all this and you look at all the things that we've discovered, we've got all these statues of these, you know, cone-headed beings, reptilian beings. They pop up in Mesoamerica. They pop up over in the Middle East. They pop up in Southeast Asia. They pop up all over the place. People were seeing or having the same sort of nightmares or something about, you know, the same beings in different locations. And they have the same legends. This is a 7,000-year-old statue, which they found many of them, as you could see, you know, very, very obviously reptilian looking beings. There's many different types of beings that we've had living here on Earth. And, you know, they'll say, well, those are just kids' dolls. Yeah, you want to go snuggle up to a reptilian when you go to sleep. That's going to really make you have nice dreams, right, Johnny?
I know. Mommy, give me my stone dolly. Give it to me, Mom. I need to sleep. Yeah, and then you look at these and what are they made of? You know, it's not super easy to take out your chisel and just chisel away a being like this. You know, I mean, there's so many things that definitely do not make sense. And unfortunately, what happens to many of these workers is they are given a script and they're told, do not go outside of this script because there will be consequences if you do in some way, shape, or form. And I think, unfortunately, too many of them get caught up in the truth of things, and that's normal. That's human. You want, you know, the truth, you want it out there, but then they overstep certain boundaries and things happen.
So the, you know, it's fascinating to see this like headline, and these headlines go way back too. They go back a long time in the papers. Lizard People's Catacomb City Hunted. Engineer sinks shaft under Fort Moore Hill to find a maze of tunnels and priceless treasures of legendary inhabitants. If we travel halfway around the world from Mesopotamia, when we're talking about the Anunnaki, and you know, again, we even find certain DNA and genetic bloodlines that should not be interrelated when we're talking about the Black Sea and we're talking about Peru. Halfway across the world, how are these bloodlines interrelated? And again, a lot of times we're talking about the same elongated head beings that are different from Homo sapiens. You know, it's just a fact. We have a different location to the foramen magnum. That's where the spinal cord comes into the skull. They're different. It's not Homo sapiens. And it's not Neanderthal. It's not Denisovans. It's something different. So according to Hopi legend, 5,000 years ago, a meteor shower caused strange beings described as lizard people to seek refuge underground. These creatures constructed an elaborate network of tunnels located beneath Los Angeles using advanced technologies that could even melt rock. Yeah, oh, there's a reason why Hollywood, un-Hollywood, is what it is, because it's they always name things, you know, Hollywood. It's very unholy. Yeah, I mean, it's a reptilian lair, and of course, you know, Los Angeles is the second biggest city in the U.S. It's always right in front of our faces. Reptilian God, capital of friendship statue erected by Peruvian artist. And this is the Peruvian city of Chiclayo, also known as the capital of friendship. Really weird monument dedicated to an ancient god, Morup the Reptilian. Kid you not. And the weird thing is we've seen pretty similar to this footprints over in the desert in Nevada, very close and very much like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was the creepiest thing I've ever gone through, and yeah, I'm looking at those feet thinking,
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so this is Peru's fourth largest city, and it's a legend that goes back thousands of years, and they have these different beings, and you know, one of them was an iguana man, a powerful character who was crucial to their descent into the underworld. Into the underworld, you know, we have this underworld motif in all mythology. Think of Hades, right? Sheol, etc., etc. Underworld. Well, there is a world inside, you know, the earth. Absolutely. And right now there are beings that are very advanced, and some benevolent, some not so benevolent, inside the earth. It's just a reality, and all it takes is just a little studying, and if you're not too tired, get a little cat yoga in.
I know, this kitty has it going on.
My goodness, somebody fell sound asleep, and I don't even know what that pose would be called.
It's called the really weird backwards flip position.
As always, guys, we look forward to your comments. Thanks for your support. Please do keep sharing the videos. Try to wake other people up to the channel. The channels. And as always, God bless and namaste.
Namaste.